Praise the Lord. Once again, we're excited to have Brother Jackson. I want to make sure that Brother Jackson, he is on the call. Yes, Brother Jackson. Go ahead and speak up, Brother Jackson. As soon as you hear this, go right ahead, sir. All right. Looks like we may be dealing with a little bit of a technical difficulty. Bear with us for a moment, please. All right. Praise the Lord. All right, Brother Jackson, if you are on the line, go ahead and press star 6, sir.
Hello.
All right, there he is. Brother Jackson, we hear you, sir.
Thank you. I was wondering, am I going to be able to speak tonight? Thank you.
No, we want to hear from you tonight. And, you know, before you start, I just want to remind everyone about how much respect we have for Brother and Sister Jackson. Just today I spoke with one of our new converts, Brother Chris Leon, and when he found out that you were going to be speaking tonight, he became very excited. He has a lot of great respect for you as well. Brother Jackson, I'm going to turn it over to you now, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, church. It's such a good feeling now. The sun is shining again, and all of us getting excited about getting to church again. It's nice and hot. But you know what? There's so much work to be done. We have just begun. And I want to recall you guys' memory. Several months ago, you remember the pastor was telling us about he had a vision about South Ontario over there, reaching those souls, reaching out to those souls. And you know what? That vision is still true. It still begins on each and every one of us. And that I really believe that God is going to make a way for us that we can take this gospel to these people. You know, the truth. And this is something, his vision, his dream, and this should be ours as well. And I believe the Lord is smiling on us for doing that. But, you know, I'm going to speak to you in a little bit about something a little different. In the game of football, let us say, those that you might know a little bit about football, but in the game of football, they play on a field of 360 feet long is the field, which is about 100 yards of play on each side. So that means 50 yards on each team. And plus you have an end goal of 10 yards. 10 yards on one side, 10 yards on the other. But at the beginning of the play, the ball is placed in the center of the field, which is to be the 50-yard field. The purpose of this game is to gain access to the other side, and that's the way the goal is set up. One team will be playing against the other one, try to get access to the end of their goal, while the other team will try to get access to the other side. But like every one, seems as though we're pinned down through our own territory. Instead of advancing towards our goal, which is our goal is to reach souls out there, now it's difficult. But now it's also beginning to get easier for us because God is on the scene. He's opening up the doors. Look like before we would go 10 yards, we had 40 more yards to go, but we only go 10 yards, then we'll get delayed and pushed back. But now, since God, this virus is going on, he's opening the doors up for us. And we really appreciate it. We're playing on this field. We're completely different. We don't have to compete with the sports. We don't have to compete with Las Vegas gambling. and all other distraction of this world. But God has stepped in into on our team. He's on our side. And then he's gonna lead us right on through this struggle. It has been an uphill struggle. But you know what? It just got easier. And this all this distraction and entertainment and the cares of this world is ceasing. And when we even think about it, Ecclesiastes says this, 3:1, Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season. So this is the season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. He says to everything there is a season. But you know what? The glory of the Lord and the glory he will not share with anyone else. Another verse we were looking at, it says something like Isaiah 24:13. When this it shall be in the midst of the year of the land, many of the people, there shall be as the shaking of the olive tree, and as the gleaning grapes when the vintage is done. Shaking of the olive tree. You know, olive tree is pretty strong, real strong, but it's going to be a shaking. The Lord says that. So look as if everywhere we look now, the word of God is telling us to trust. Trust in it. Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah, everlasting strength. Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Another verse I was looking at in Deuteronomy, it says this. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. Remember, the Lord is always again and trusting us. We need to stand upon his word. That trials we had yesterday or the day before, it has now passed, and you're no longer faced with that any longer. The Lord, for example, the Lord took Daniel through his trials. He could have just wanted before just dumped it all on him, but he done it one at a time. He done the bear, the lion, and then he done the 9-foot giant. That's amazing he done it like that, one at a time. And look at Job also. Job was in the same scenario. He had had to stand on the word of God. His faith could not waver even when his friends turned against him. But as for now, the Lord has given us possession of the playing field. The doors now have been closed, that was closed, they're now wide open. I mean, we're getting ready to walk. When this virus is lifted, the people are beginning to run towards the church. They're calling right now and saying, what time service start? Where is the church? But at this time of restoration, I feel we're moving with confidence, faith, assurity, that he's right with us all the way. And we're going to believe that. We're going to trust that this is happening to the church. This is what we've been praying for years to happen, and it has happened, so we're ready for it. But we're going to keep going, and we're going to read one more in our closing remark. It's found in Proverbs 30.5. It says this, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. I'm going to read that one more time. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. I'm going to leave you with those short words tonight, and I trust that we're going to continue to pray and believe God for what he's doing and keep thanking him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Jackson. Thank you for that great word and that great encouragement, Brother Jackson. You know, as Brother Jackson was speaking tonight, I couldn't help but to think about Brother Jackson, his person. And one of the things that come to mind is that ever-present positive attitude and that positive faith that Brother Jackson always seems to have. When you see him, you see that big smile, and then you hear that great positive word that comes out of his mouth. And tonight was no exception. Thank you, Brother Jackson, so much for that. As I mentioned earlier, I spoke to Brother Chris Leon earlier today, and he got so excited just to know that Brother Jackson was going to be speaking tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Jackson. Church, why don't we right now go ahead and take what we just heard, and let's lift it to the Lord in prayer in our closing tonight, and thank God for everything we heard. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Brother and Sister Jackson, Lord. I thank you for the blessing that they have been to our church, and once again, thank you for this great word we heard tonight. We're asking you to bless everyone with it in the name of Jesus. We pray. Everyone said amen. And with that said, we're going to remind everyone about our morning manna devotion tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. I want to make a correction. We will be hearing from Sister Jeannie Thaler tomorrow morning, and we're looking forward to that. With that said, God bless everyone, and have a great night.
Amen.